North One.
Boogie in the morning.
It's Traffic Warden Day today, and we've been having the debate, you know, traffic wardens just doing their job.
Yep.
All right, you don't.
Can you imagine the cars would be parked everywhere if traffic wardens weren't around?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a person underneath that uniform there. It's a person.
Yeah.
It might be a really good laugh.
They
you
might
never
be,
know.
Yeah.
You don't know the person, but you just dislike them because they're a traffic warden. And we've all been there. You know, you have to admit it. Everybody's been like, booming traffic wardens. We've all been there. So is there a job? Do you do a job and people don't like you because of your job without getting to know you? And you shouldn't do that.
No,
and we're going to try and knock those boundaries down this morning.
Yeah, but
right?
Yeah, there is a tendency to judge. Lydia is on Facebook. Said, I used to be a university admissions assistant.
Yeah.
And so depending on if the student got a place or not, they either loved you or hated you.
Yeah.
So you could be someone's best friend, and then the next minute, there's just, you know, you're destroying someone's life.
People can turn on you pretty quick if they don't get their own way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Greg's on the phone in Edinburgh. Greg, what's your job?
I'm a police officer.
A policeman.
But then, you see, we couldn't do without you guys and girls, because you do such a brilliant job.
You got outstanding parking tickets, Arlene. What's going on here?
Outstanding parking tickets, I'll be checking you guys out.
Yeah, if you could just check Arlene's car.
The Jeremy Kyle Show Brigade that don't like us.
Right.
Yeah. Because we're usually dealing with the tit-for-tat complaints.
So when you go out, Greg, if you're out on a social evening and people say, what do you do? Do you tend to not admit to being a police officer?
Yeah, we're a joiner.
You're a joiner. Oh, I love it. Okay. Well, listen, people don't hate you, Greg. You're doing your job, and, you know, if people have a problem with you, then they've probably got something to hide, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. More than likely.
Did you get to take the uniform home?
Only on some occasions when the wife wants me to.
Yes, every cloud's got silver lining,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
No worries, cheers.
Taxi driver. We get glared at all the time by everybody, says this anonymous taxi driver. Jenna, who's in Penicuik, Jenna says she's a maths teacher. When she tells people, she doesn't. They roll their eyes before she even says the word teacher.
It's because they're afraid she's going to go, 8 sevens, go.
56. Yeah, quite a few people saying, I work for the council, and people expect you to be breaking your back every minute of every day. You know, you take 2 minutes to stand and have a quick break, and that's it. People toot at you and stuff. Yeah, well, you know, we're not paying you to stand there smoking. And Colin says, I work in a bank, and when people ask me on a night out what I do, I tell them I'm a stripper to avoid embarrassment.
Ah, no.
Oh, Colin.
Oh, dear.
Surely it's not that bad. We've got some really good ones coming in. Hello to Siege McDougal. And it says, I work at a funeral director's.
Oh.
So it's fair to say people are not that chuffed to see us when we go around. Yeah, that's
a shame. Trying to date someone when you work at a funeral parlour might be quite a challenge.
Yeah.
Do you think, sort of going, what do you do?
Yeah.
I see dead people.